Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Tuesday, September 17th. First-year Central Washington University students begin moving in on campus on Thursday with the help of CWU Movers and Shakers. New student orientation continues on Friday through Tuesday with the Bite of the Berg in downtown Ellensburg set for Tuesday afternoon. Returning and transfer students start arriving on campus on Sunday. A national voter registration event sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Kittitas County and the Ellensburg Public Library is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. That's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. This event includes a demonstration of the county's accessible voting unit, which allows voters with disabilities to vote in complete privacy. The Swat Creek fire was at 324 acres and 35% containment as of Monday afternoon. Crews were able to strengthen control lines around the south and east edges of the fire on Sunday. The last Ellensburg night market of the summer is from 4 to 8 p.m. That's on Wednesday on Pine Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues. The family-friendly event features micro-businesses, food trucks, live music, and children's crafts. Ellensburg Downtown Association organizes that event. The Ellensburg Public Library celebrates local authors Ann Pflug and Kaya Jean with an event at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Pflug offers a guide to living your best life with individuals on the autism spectrum, and Jean relays her experience living with autism through her graphic novels. The alley between 5th and 6th Avenue and Main and Pearl Streets will be closed from Wednesday to October 2nd to install ADA-compliant driveway approaches on the north and south ends of the alley. Award-winning science writer Rebecca Heisman will discuss bird migration at the Kittitas County Audubon meeting 7 p.m. Thursday at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Heisman is the author of Flight Paths, How a Passionate and Quirky Group of Pioneering Scientists Solved the Mystery of Bird Migration. The presentation is open to the public and is also available via Zoom. The Kittitas County Health Department has completed the Community Health Improvement Plan for 2024 to 2029. The plan outlines strategies to tackle the county's major health challenges. The three priorities identified in the plan are access to health care, behavioral health, and children, youth, and family. The plan is available on the Health Department's website. Kittitas County High School teams, school teams, are in action this week. The Ellensburg High School girls soccer team is on the road for two matches, one at Toppenish at 6 p.m. today, and then one at Sela at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. In the first four matches of the season, the Bulldogs have two ties and two losses. The Kittitas volleyball team hosts Granger at 6:30 p.m. tonight and travels to Mabton for a 6:30 p.m. game on Thursday. The Coyotes are 2-0. The Clallam Roslyn volleyball team welcomes Tri-Cities Prep at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. The Warriors are 2-0. Clallam's soccer team travels for a 6 p.m. game today and hosts Mabton at 6 p.m. on Thursday. The Warriors are 2-1. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 74 degrees. Sunset is at 7:08 p.m. and the expected nighttime low, 53 degrees. Winds will be 20 to 35 miles per hour. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Bolognese pasta, mixed vegetables, and peaches. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for this show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and all the events around Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org and broadcasting live from Washington State. This is Ellensburg Community Radio.